I am blessed, the man himself, the journey continues. I gotta take my hat off to this young man, which we're still trying to make a connection there with the headphones, so we'll just chit-chat a little bit, or I'll just make this song run a little bit until we get to Melody, a veteran in the reggae. Yeah, I think I hear him now, and I seen somebody else different.
You can hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yes, Godfather, I can hear you clearly.
All right, my brother. So let me turn down this and say welcome to Melody, to CKUT 90.3 FM, to which he's no stranger. And we just doing to focus and showing the world our talent that we have, our hidden talent that we have here in Montreal. And I just want to say welcome, my brethren, and glad to see you. You're looking young and
greetings,
chirpy as ever.
Greetings and blessings to the whole staff of CKUT who've been keeping us and keeping the family and the city up. Groundation. God bless.
Thank you, my youth. Now, some people say when they listen to Melody, they hear every singer that they can think of. Whether it be reggae, it be soul, it be funk, and even one kind of just drop in a thing and say Barry White with a touch of jazzy saxophone. Explain that to me there.
Because I start from merengue music with my dad playing banjo music.
Whoa.
Merengue music before reggae.
Right.
So I used to dress up in a grass skirt and sing
No.
No Terry Jeremiah, no Terry. No tear up me silicon cotton. You must see why me fall down. Lick me belly pan tambourine.
Nah.
So this is the type of music that we start from before I've been introduced to the first reggae song, which is Old Pirate. That's the first reggae song I actually
The Bob Marley Old Pirate?
Yeah.
Yeah? By the way, where in Jamaica were you born?
I was born in North Clarendon, up by Carty Hill, right next door to Barrington Levy. We all live in the same neighborhood. Barrington Levy, Freddie McGregor mother in James Hill, over there, the Sappleton, the Thomas, and the Reeves.
That is in Vere?
No, in Frankfield.
Frankfield, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Frankfield, Clarendon.
Yeah, man. So I didn't know we produce another Clarendonian in this city because we have lots of singers, as you just mentioned, Coco T.
Yeah, we all live in the same place, same area, next door. You live next door to me. My house is like 5 minutes from Barrington Levy, where you see was doing the interview with the gentleman from England.
Yeah. Okay, so don't tell me all you guys used to get together and pop a little singing every now and again.
No, just his brother, Mikey Levy. I used to sing with Mikey Levy and a song named Rebel Tone and Small Axe.
Ah.
Back in 1981 with Bonnie General and Mikey Levy. But, not Barrington Levy, because Barrington Levy was living in Kingston.
No, okay.
So that's where we start from.
With the singing thing, what made you want to sing, though? What made you want to get involved in this kind of life?
You know, my mother's side is Reeves. It's a Reeves family. She comes from the Reeves. So we're like Maroon.
Right.
Which is like Indian, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But most of my family, them, they sing. And my dad is a singer. My dad used to bury people. You know, like when someone died,
yeah.
He's the one who sing for them.
Yeah, he's...
Big degree sing for them. And everything. So we used to go with the didgeridoo,
yes.
You know, the bamboo where we blow,
yeah.
And Congo drum.
Yes.
So I used to play the mama drum, and my father used to play the tickle drum.
Ah, so you're versatile then, man.
Yeah, because we grew up in we used to go up in the and play music with the Maroon then, because my family is Maroon. My father's side is Maroon, my mother is Maroon. But I grew up in Naya Bingis though.
Nice. No, go ahead.
I grew up in Nairobi playing drums and singing and thing, you know.
So
I mostly come from a spiritual background, vibes of singing, going to and Pentecostal. I grew up in the Pentecostal church.
Right.
Singing in Nyabingi same way. My mother is Pentecostal and my father is Nyabingi. So both sides, back and forth, you know.
In the singing business, right? And I myself lived in Clarendon there for a while in Maypen, to be honest with you. And I sort of fell into it because I was talking to a guy today and he said he never figured me out because one of the things is I would stand at the fence because next door they would rehearse in the back of this guy's shop. And he just wondered, why wouldn't I want to come over and say hi to them? The point I'm getting at, were you an aggressive person? I got to sing, I got to go with the crowd and do my thing. Are you just laid back? Because you seem like a laid back kind of person when you're off stage. Am I right?
I'm kind of laid back still because I get a kind of attachment with the Almighty from early. Mm-hmm. So I start getting a lot of inspiration. Because most of my songs, I never sit down and try to come up with a song. They've been given to me by the Almighty. And then I put them on paper. But I actually sing the song before I actually write the song.
You kidding me?
Yeah, because I used to work with Carreras. You know Carreras, where they plant the tobacco and stuff.
Listen, I work with Carreras.
All right, I work with Mr. Williams, down by Chain Line in Maypen.
Ah, okay. Street. Yeah, I did a little stint with them.
I started singing to stimulate from working, planting stuff and in the farm and working at the same time. And, you know, so it's like we're always singing in the field, singing at the church, singing because my father, he just believes in praying. You have to pray for everything. Pray for your supper, pray for you before you go to bed, pray when you wake up. It's all about prayer and singing.
Hey, so, watch that, because all of us who grew up in the islands did that. We prayed for everything, prayed for sneakers too.
But the thing is, I as a kid never get to play marble and dominoes. That's how I even know I don't. I never play this stuff because I'm always have to be in the mission singing or working. So I never really get time to like play as a kid.
So you missed out on the marbles and the kite flying and all them thing?
Yeah, man, guys, I always have to pick up the drum because we have a church which is called the mission. You know the mission in your yard that you go out there, pray every morning and play drums and things. So I'm always in that stuff, you know. Yeah, and true, I never grew up with my mom. I grew up with my dad, so my dad always had me everywhere behind him.
All right.
Music,
playing
drums, singing.
Is dad still around?
He passed last year, he died.
Oh, boy.
Which is a great loss for me because...
That's what I was about to ask you.
I can't even cook a food because there's nobody there, so I just go there for 5 minutes and just say, okay, I have to get out of here.
I know. Sorry to hear that, but why I ask, because I am pretty sure... If dad was around, he would be watching, you know, somewhere on a TV or whatever.
Man. My dad, I learned that the first thing I learned from my dad, you know, is to be satisfied and to be understanding. Because without understanding, there can be no love, there can be no true connection to anyone without understanding. So that's one of the main things I learned from him, you know.
Love that. Now, tell me something. You stayed in Jamaica, and then what year you came to Canada?
Well, I was born in Clarendon, and then I stayed here until about 15 years old, and I go to Maypen.
Oh, you came to Maypen?
To work.
Ah.
Yeah, and then I go to Kingston to live at Maxfield Avenue, 22 Ashley Road. And then I run into Inner City Sound System, and you know we start from there. Every Friday night out on Mansfield. Yeah, they put you on a beer box to stand up and sing. You know? My first song was actually a politician song. They put me on stage. Almost get me killed after.
I shouldn't laugh, but I can't help it because that situation comes up with everybody who has some sort of... Come and sing a song for us, young man.
They bring in a truck and they put you on stage and then after you leave the stage, everybody want to kill you after.
Yep. Oh, let the giant fall an eye for eye. Let the giant fall an eye. Yes, I did that for the Honorable Michael Manley in Maypen 1 year, and I promised myself after that, never will I grace the stage of a politician again. Because, yeah, like you said, you get all this. Oh, let the power fall. What kind of power you talking about, boy?
The song, yeah. Carry us away from captivity. We've heard of some kind of.
Yeah.
Something. So we have to take some song and turn it into a politician,
yeah,
song.
Yeah, because, boy, I believe you, me, everybody took a side then. So you came to yeah. Canada in 87?
1987.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came on Walkley, and then I run into Daddy Bird, Singing Bird, and he take me up by King Levi.
Ah.
King Levi sound system. And then, you know, from King Levi to German International, where I did Whoa. The first recording.
The first recording was with who? Or with what? Or how?
With German. This record here. This 45.
Why you didn't give German. Me that? I would have played, boy. Ah,
yeah, geez. German International. That was the first recording. And then in 1995, I started recording with the Young Lion.
Mm. Ah.
Young Lion's production. Me and Mikey Danger, we come up with the idea, Young Lion production. And then we do the first Rasta No Dwell, is that Generates a Harvest, you know, Scripture is a Spiritual Food with Mikey Danger. And then
because
everyone come after and say, oh, I want to be this, I want to do that. And then I just step aside and then everything just fall apart because not everyone understand an ordained mission.
No.
They only understand the physical mission.
Yes. Yes.
So when one person ordained to carry 100, the 100 tried to run over the one and kill the mission. So
yeah, 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 yeah.
That's
yeah.
what happened.
Trust me, believe you me, I know that. But you know, you made this song here, and I respect this song so much. You don't know me. Nah, give up. Regardless of the strifes, Melody say, nah, give up. The journey continues.
Nah, give up now. Give it your praises and live it up. Nah, give up now. Give it your praises and live it up. How did I want? Don't bother me. No, no. And what them I do? Don't worry me. Don't worry me. No, no, no. And now them a flex, don't bother me. Make them go and do what they want.
Yes, Melody, you go hold it and do it, right?
Real father. Because remember, you know, there's inspiration from the Almighty, and then there's stimulation for people like you, Pat Dillon, mm-hmm. Sister JD,
right.
Bevin Jackson.
Oh, God.
And the gentleman that used to play by Jamaica Association, Prince Patrick.
Prince Patrick, yes.
Because sometimes somebody can say something to you as a kid, you know, and it resonates with you until you die, you know.
Until you die, yes.
And it's the same thing with music. When an icon, people who you respect in music and community values say something to you, it makes you continue the journey, you know.
Yeah.
Because those persons, Bevin Jackson, and Prince Patrick Dallas and Mello. Yeah. So, from that, every time I'm doing music, those person always resonate in my head to continue, you know?
Nice. You've been all over the globe here, this side of America, of Canada. You've been here, there. And I saw you on the Jazz Fest. Tell me something now.
Yeah, in France. Yeah, I went to La Rochelle, Saint Malo in France,
right.
Barbados, Trinidad. Yeah, but Trinidad and Barbados, I went with Jakarta.
Right. I was coming to that, but tell me something now. On the Jazz Festival here in Montreal, how does one feel? How does one feel? You know, you're going out there to sing reggae, but it's Jazz Festival. How did that work out?
Well, it worked out nice, you know, because I guess in everything they realize, you know, there's the medicine. You can't leave out the medicine. And I think in every music and everything, every musical mission, reggae is like a Tylenol, you know?
Yeah.
That they have to...
Is that Tylenol? I like that.
in there, you know? So, certain things you can't substitute or you can't dilute it or you can't leave it out because it's just like everyone, no matter how devious they are, they always pray. When either them buck them two before them pray, yes. And it's because of the mission why they pray, but they always have to pray. No matter who them is, they always try to pray, you know?
The first
so
time...
It's the same thing. It's like reggae music. You can't leave it out, you know? So it's a blessing, I think, that been granted unto the great music, you know?
Right. To be able to play. The first time I heard Melody was with Jakota and Determination. What was it like working with Jakota and Determination? You can't say anything because he's not listening.
Well, you know, I was living in Calgary, you know, for about 5 years, you know. And then Kota come out and then I leave and come back to Montreal. So one day I was down in Burger and then I see Kota and I said, Kota, what happened to the music, man? I said, well, but look, because it's here and I go to me, see you, come here, I got Calgary, you know. So we grabbed two, not even CD, I think a CD or a cassette, we did grab some rhythm on it.
Right.
And we wrote the whole of Winnipeg and Calgary and Regina, and then after he come back and put the band together and said, hello, and I left, you know, where I go, right in West. But one of the respect I may have for Kota, I'm most less to me, I tell you, in our music, you know, because I have no respect being a certain family, but me, I tell you, when it's a certain way, when me, I tell you, when me see Grounded, is when all the producer them and promoter them, where I sing, I put on show, and I said, don't bring Melo, man, leave Melo. And I said, what? We are talking about, man. I bring Melo and don't put on Melo. So give thanks to that still, you know?
Boy, is that vicious? I didn't realize it was that vicious that they would say.
Yeah, man, it's very vicious, you know, the music, man, because I voice a lot of songs for people and then the other artists that's working with them. So, boss, if you put out a song there for your career, don't you know? Or your career. So or when the manager said, oh, maybe 50% of the song. Because right now I have like over 80 music that I never get to put out because they don't want to give the 50% for me for the distribution.
Well, right now I met your manager and he is
Double G Production.
Master G, he's I think civil liberties, it has to do with, is he around?
Yeah, man.
Let him push in his head and let me just ask him, what is his proper title? You don't have to get up. Let him just lean over and talk to me.
Okay, he just want to ask you something. Yeah, he's an entertainment lawyer, sir.
Entertainment lawyer. Well, you couldn't...
And my manager.
You couldn't have asked for a better manager, because...
No, because my music, yeah, he's there to manage me, but he's also an entertainment lawyer, so he look out for my music also.
Of course, because you guys have been working...
Anyone who's tested who's one of an entertainment lawyer is also available, because I'm not selfish. I'm trying to open a different door. So everyone can have their music grounded and be able to get some from the music, which is what I've been doing for a while, you know.
Well, I deem you very lucky to have that kind of management, because now nobody's going to promise you anything and don't come up with it. Because I know, you know, you go sing at these places and when you finish at the end of the night, they're telling you, well...
Why you want to see?
You want to see things turn out rough and this. Been there, done that.
Yeah, but when I go to my manager, with the contract and everything is...
Exactly. And just follow your manager, because he was trained for that, you know what I mean? And talking to him, he seems highly constructive. So.
Very soulful, man. And the thing about it, you know, he never tried to change me spiritually and try to get me to sing different music. He actually... uplift what I'm doing and understand my mission, because you realize I believe in the Lord and Savior. I mean, I try to follow some image or some religion thing. I believe in a true love and true positivity. So, you know, I'm going to believe in a rat race and run against. And that's why you see, sometimes it takes me long to do something, because I'm trying to stay in the right lane, you know.
The right lane, you can't go wrong, brother. Trust me on that, Melo.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one of the things is, who's your favorite singer?
Huh?
Who is your favorite singer?
Dennis Brown.
Who? Dennis?
Dennis Brown.
Oh, Dennis Brown. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and in Montreal, you know, I'm like Robin singing.
Robin,
I listen to it.
We'll have to get Robin on here because this guy reminds me so much of a young Bob Marley. But we'll talk about that. We're going to get him on here. So, Drew, you don't have nothing to say to... where did Drew disappear to?
Drew's an icon, you know, because I've been watching Drew playing with Black Harmony Sound for a long time. And I used to go in Black Harmony basement and Drew used to play. And I want to bring up Johnny Black, too, as one of the icons, you know. I don't know if many people know that Johnny Black is an icon. But Johnny Black is an icon in the music. We don't know if we as an artist, even though... Sometimes we don't get to talk about these things, but we used to go in his basement and him always try to stimulate artists and rhythm and get us to, you know, so big up Johnny Black scenario.
All right. Now Drew is going to question you, young man. What's up, brother Drew?
What's up, Melody?
How you doing, my groundation, Virgin?
blessings, my brother. It's a pleasure to see you, you know what I mean? You've been doing your thing for so many years, man, and I always wonder, you know what I mean, like, you know, with your talent and your man, like I always say, you could sing just about like every artist I know out there. You could do the Luciano voice, you could do the Mikey Spice.
You know, so I never really go out of my way for try to do it. It just become, you know, different keys. So, let me know, I sing one certain note, I go sound like this one, I sing one certain note. But it's just because I'm not a flat, I don't sing one way because I used to do some of the different range of music, you know. Sometimes the passion that you have comes out in a different way, you know what I mean? Like,
And with the talent that you have, you know what I mean? Here in Montreal, the gates are only open so wide. You know, why you never really went back to Jamaica and say, you know what, I'm going to go back to the roots and I'm going to take my talent and I'm going to expand it.
Yeah, there's a lot of reason why I haven't gone back to Jamaica. Because I have family in Jamaica, too. And I have one brother by my father's side. And then he just died last year still. And so my time, you know, is the influence of where you're coming from, you know, from. Because when you say you go back to Jamaica, you go have four or five men, I go put them things at their waist and I talk about, yarn them apart now and come on, you and I go bust them. Then, you know, so you're going to take time, crawl back and find and go and take care of your picking them, catch. You have them up here, holy pandemic, and you want to come back home. So I say, better me go back and spend my dollar and me picking them down here, so. So I try to bust and end up in a different thing. So you can't do where you are coming from still, you know. And the background where you come from and the kind of company where you have to go back and go giant. So, you know, whether you're going to make it in the music, I am going to make it to the cemetery. Some more time you have to just easy back and just come back here. You know?
I shouldn't laugh, but it's the
truth. You know what, Melody? I gotta give you props. That's a great answer.
No, but the reality is reality. You know, God, enough man tell me if we're gonna go bust. And I went down there with me and them sitting kind of sorrow on them. I said, "Well, Melody, you ready?" Me saying, "Yeah." So you have to come here and come bust. You know, man says so. It have a lot to do with that and a lot of kind of people don't know with money and then people can them and take all the money and bring them and bring them and get nothing done, you know what I mean? I said, some of them don't just stay here and just work in the management system, go down there and advise some song. Right now I have a new EP coming out and get it mixed by Tough Gang Studio and we just voice music and try to put our music on digital download and get some royalty. And just, you know, I just say one day when things can reach in that way, it reach in that way. But, you know, as I said, you know, it's not easy, my brother. But the reason why I may not really struggle so much with spirit, mentally with the music, and because I got to give me the music. You see, if me not sit down and write some song and I think about some fantasy, you don't bother me more. But you know, me have a mission. I mean, say, you know, after being in a damn style or reggae or whatever, it can be like, just talking to you, you know. So, you know,
you're one of those artists that for many years, you know what I mean, you'll be staying in your lane, you know what I mean, with that conscious and lovers kind of style, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I didn't grow up in the ghetto, you know, fam. I grew up in the country where, and the people that want me around is like my best friend is the district constable, and my other friend is the parish councillor. You know, so they make me dress up in a white shirt and black pants with a pen and my pocket and fall up behind them in a briefcase. So you know the thing, though, we can't really Vince, I'm pretty like some business get to my life, my brother, them, or cousin, or other people. You know what I say? I would pretend. I know when you pretend out of your way, out of your lane, and you can't drive in another way, you crash. So we just stay in my lane, we can ride a bicycle, isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah. As a veteran artist now, you're in Canada for 35 years. What would be your advice to any of the young singers out there that want to make it in the business?
Choose your mission. Choose the kind of music where you want to do. Choose the mission that the music lead you. And try to choose music that does mislead the younger generation. Because you cannot change it after you get older. You try to sing some different song. But they already have that in their catalog listening to. So, and... You know, just respect the elders in the music. Respect the groundation where you learn from. You know, whether you think say you want inspiration or God inspire you, but the elders them always there to give you some kind of teaching of how to the direction of the music. Like Dennis Brown, Bob Marley, whatever. You know, but to me still the main thing is use the music for your right purpose, and then the Almighty will guide it in the right way. If you don't get physical obstacle, because sometimes you know the Almighty guide you in about it's a physical obstacle from your own fellow brother man and people in the music think can hold you back to you know, as a artist, you know, when you are do message, you know. Because enough man say, boy, I don't want to advise you, but you sing too much culture music. Boy, I don't want to do, but you sing too much conscious music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So as soon as this jolly cause song will sound like it outrated as a little vibes, you just have to test them. Yeah man, I don't know what I'm saying. Not getting it.
So with your new EP coming up, who did you work with on this album? And do you have
any it's a Tough Gang studio. I went down there and I get a keyboardist and a drum and I just sing this song and they just record it and they play the instrumental behind for me and they get the harmonies and everything. So right now we're doing the mastering and mixing and, you know, trying to get them out right now. It's a little bit late, but not too late, but you know, we're planning, but soon we're coming.
But that's a full Tough Gang project.
Have the COVID and stuff, you know?
It's a full Tough Gang project?
No, because I have a digital download distribution where we just like 5 songs each time. So this is my like second EP now for this distribution. So for like 5 years now, I never really have to play, spend the money on music because the distribution is for the music.
Are there any collaborations on this upcoming EP?
Yeah, no. But we're trying to get Barrington Levy and certain people to do a collaboration with, you know what I mean? And I have some collaboration, you know, man. Jacko have some good collaboration because they haven't put them out. But me and him have a couple of nice classic songs together still. I hope one day he's gonna drop that album so people can hear it and get it out there still, you know.
Yeah, when we can look, when is the do you have a release date for that album as yet?
Yeah, soon. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
How soon? We're gonna get it for February, March.
As soon as we can get the studio.
Yeah, it's just the studio because of the pandemic. The gentleman who's mixing this song, he's trying to find a time that the studio to open up so he could get in there. But what I do, I'll keep you posted still and let you know. You know?
All right. It's coming up to a couple of minutes we have before we got to say goodbye, Melody. But I just want to thank you. But before I leave, I want you to tell me something about this song. Somebody gave me this tune, and he says, play it for Melo. It's going to surprise him. So let me play this for you.
And Father says, thank you for the 37 years that you give to our friends and family and neighbors, sir.
Yeah, all right, my friend. But I'm not done with you yet, you know. You understand?
All right, brother.
Bandigal song.
You know this?
Bandigal song.
You know this?
Beatles.
Yes, I can rewind it and come again.
Prodigal son.
The prodigal son. Melody. Released by Maytones.
Prodigal sons and daughters. We're right there.
Damn, you sound like Dennis Brown. Oh, what go on there? No, man. Me hear the commit of Dennis Brown there a while ago. No.
Look here. Can I say something to you?
Yes.
Sometimes people said I sound like other people, but you know why I sound like that? Because if I'm singing a song and I think of the soulful of Dennis Brown, automatically his spirit just arrives in my vocal.
It sounds...
Sometimes people don't understand it. You don't need to try to sound like a person. Just think about the spirit of the person, and it's like them spirit just join you in the musical realms. You know, I don't know how to explain it, but it's something special.
You can't explain it. It's stronger than me and you. Me know exactly what you're talking about.
Radical sons and daughters, we're at the okay. Trying to find you. Don't run away, don't you run away. Hey, and if you seek, then you shall surely find. Yes, the Lord of Jaja is a peace of mind. And if you think that you shall surely find, you know that Jaja means a visa mine. I seek in the
wanna say hello to Montreal. That's yours. One of the finest singers that we have in the city, Melody. In my heart. Prodigal son. Hello, Washington, D.C. Yes, his name is Melody. Watch out for that, alright? I'm gonna hold this again and bring it back because, boy, may I tell you something, it's sweeter than me. Melody! You know, you have a like a Freddie McGregor night, you know.
Well, you know the family, you know, the Suppleton and the Thomas, them and the Reese, them were James Hill, you know, because Freddie McGregor is my sister family, you know, which is my younger sister, you know.
Right, that's so.
The Suppleton. The Suppleton, them.
Yes.
You know, Freddie McGregor, my dad's married to the Suppleton and James Hill.
Yes.
The whole family, the Greybeard family up in James Hill, man. We can't hide this, a whole bunch of us. We all have Greybeard and stuff.
Anyway, Melody.
See, I come down, man, because I have some eczema, something going on, but I'm good.
But it look good, man. You look like Freddie. Thank me, you. I look on a picture of the album cover, The Journey Continues. And you look like Freddie.
Man,
you look like a young Freddie.
I want to because when I was growing up, people always say, Freddie McGregor, your father in the what? They said, no.
But me have a text, you know. Me have a text from Sister P. She want to know where you get so much energy when you dip on the stage. So answer that.
Yeah, because me, when I go on stage, I don't drink before I go on stage. I pray before I go on stage. So when I sing the music, the spirit of the music lifts me and allow me to feel light, like a feather, like a butterfly, you know?
Nice. Yeah, Melody.
Man, if I drink on stage, I can't jump in a stretch.
I hear you.
Listen. Yeah, man, God, the spirit of the Almighty are going to leave me alone, man, and then I'm going to jump and jump.
Yes.
So this is what me. Yeah, I pray and go up on stage, I sing, I jump, I light, and my wings and just free up, you know?
Nice. Melody, boy, me.
You don't have to be a Christian and this and that, you know, but spirituality show you certain things where you could never give up, or you just want to share it and you don't want to leave it out.
It's like
something special, you know, it's hard to explain, you know?
I know exactly where you are, some of my brethren. Me remember one time when I lied to you, know, man, I just sing an Odeon theater in a Mandeville. And a man give me a draw of a spliff of a weed, of the weed. Yeah. That's why up till this day, me no smoke. You understand?
Yeah.
And believe you me, when me go outside there on the stage at Odeon theater, me look up, me no see nobody. And when me start singing, my voice me hear in that theater, me say, no, boy.
Yeah.
You know, this was something else. It was my spirit just to tell me, you know, you're not need for do that no more. So, me understand exactly what you say, Melo. The spirit, you know, boy, when the spirit take you and you have to just go with it, you know. Anyway,
just go with it. Because sometimes people think, say, you want to do it. I know me, I do it. Because I watch about myself in general. So, I jump on, man.
Exactly. You know, me have to go wrap it up now, my boy, because the time they found me.
All right, my brother, man. God bless you, man, and continue. I wish you many more years, man, of good thing and good journey. And big up Father Jew, continue the journey beside you, and you know.
Yeah, man.
Big up all the soul man them in Montreal, all the musicians, all the artists. Big up the nice lady upstairs. What's her name again?
Louise.
Louise, great heart, great personality, great person behind you guys. Strong, man, strong. God bless, man.
Yes, my brother. The journey continues. Melody.
Yeah, man. Big up Sister Paul. Big up Sister Paul, Sister Louise. Anyway, you're there.
I thank you very much, my brother. I have to big them up. I big them up every weekend because people don't have no idea.
Man, you have to know the people. Because I remember saying, we are the older folks and we have a lot of kids grow up in this place, you know. So yes, we have to make them know the fundamental people, you know, at least teach them some kind of educational movement, you know. We can't just have them and know the people in Panicana where smoke and stuff, you know. We have to make them know the people
them. They have to know the people them. Thank you, my brethren.
Yeah, man, so they always talk to me, you them, about the item and certain people who are the fundamental people. You can probably talk to these people. You can, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, Melody, take care, my brethren.
All right, my brother, God bless you guys. Stay blessed.
All right.
Big up all the fans. Thank you for all the support over the years. God bless.
And I want to hear you sound like Peter Tosh. Take care, Melody.
Them disease, your Lord God, I see. I want them to have one man away you as some more. Make your eyes stay so big. I want them to have one man away you as some more.
Melody, love this, love this. Rewind it and come.
You like? Why the herb the way I smoke smell good? I am. Free of the herb.
Where I smoke, they smell good.
For the aims of the doctor.
Melody.
We need it to cure them disease, y'all. You have one man away, you are some more. Make your eyes stay so big. I want that you have one man away, you are some more. Make your eyes stay so big. I want that you have one man away, you are some more. And make your eyes stay so big. I want that you have one man away, you are some more. Excuse me, Sergeant. I didn't mean to make you cry. I didn't mean to bump this weed in front of your eyes, but this weed, having, everybody in the place I get high, so high, sky high, everybody in the party get high, so high, sky high, everybody in the place I get high, so high, so high. Everybody in the party get high, so high, light it. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I want that you have a man away, you have some more. I make your eyes stay so red. I want that you have a man away, you have some more. I make your eyes stay so red. I want that you have a man away, you have some more. Mama says, son, make your eyes so red. Mommy at the landscape. She says, son, be careful. You want some more. That thing it that will drive you crazy. I said, mommy, I pity you don't know. But this thing amaze me. All them sweet songs you say you like and love. At the herb you're bringing, mama, now you know. And she say, light it.
voice of melody, a man who has been doing the journey, and he says the journey continues. Me Rasta brethren send me a tune, and I can't remember how him send me pan, if it's me, email, what kind of mail, and me I look for it for my friend, me want to play it for you. Vern Maytones have a brand new music, but me have to do it when me have the time and me can talk about it. Away a smoke. CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. We come your way every Saturday 4 until 7 p.m. Want to say hello to our sister station all the way in Washington, D.C., who is linked on with us. WFFR 24/7. Check them out. In we continue the ride. Hey, hey, Mr. Nicholas, happy birthday to you and you and you.
Lady, saying to me, did you mean to tell me he put you down?
Singing melody.
When you don't know, this is singing melody representing for DJ Nicholas. Watching who all is up the ladies, them lock, round and round.
What?
The globe, the whole world. What? DJ Nicholas celebrating.
Sounds an. Singing melody on CKUT at 42 minutes, 6:42 in the evening hours. Good afternoon to you, Toronto, Canada. Mr. Sidney Brown, nice to hear you. Dede, I listen to it.
I think it's time.
Hey!
Got a picture of you beside me.
That one here starts so nice, me happy. Rewind and come again, my youth. Hey, hey, oi.
Oi. Saying to me, did you mean to tell me he put you down for another? When you don't know, this is singing melody representing for DJ Nicholas. Watching out who all is up the ladies, them lock, round and round. Please, the globe, the whole world.
Oh,
DJ
God.
Nicholas celebrating.
Happy birthday to you, Nicholas. All 9 years. With CKUT 90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms. Me thank you.
I guess now it's time for me to give up.
Loving it.
I think it's time. Got a picture of you.
Hello, Franklin, all the way in beautiful Florida. And I just said, that's a warm, you know, a stretch. One of my favorite singers on earth is that young man, singing melody. But you know, I want to get in something here for this my Rasta brethren. I hope I like it. Wait there.
If you never know, then you will know now.
This are the dread.
Then you will know. Rasta is on top, and with love we shall rule the world. Because we're talkative, but we're not so. We're not two-faced.
Wow. What happened there? What happened? This is why when you're not playing from the right thing, so we got to go here. Go back here. like something just...
Oh. Say what? Lady, saying to me, did you mean to tell me he put you down for another? When you don't know, this is a singing melody representing for DJ Nicholas. Watching out who always have the ladies, them lock, round and round. Please, the globe, the whole world. DJ Nicholas celebrating.
What happened there? Whenever you use Gmail, is it Gmail, yeah? And somebody calls, it cuts off the call. And I was playing the song from my phone. Don't worry, Rasta. Next week, we play the whole thing, right?
Got your lipstick marks along my
The person who texts me to tell me it will be the Caribbean Coalition Network of Montreal. They will be with us next week, Saturday, February the 12th at 4:30 p.m. Morgan.
DJ Nicholas.
Indian Rhythms 90.3 FM.
Have I told you, have I shown you what I'm feeling when I hold you? It feels like heaven, heaven surrounds.
I should have done this a long time ago, but boy, it's been a hectic one, all right? Vern Maytones, want to wish his young son, his youngest in the family, the youngest son, Dylan, happy birthday, my youth, all right? I should have done this earlier on, but it's over my head. 8 minutes to go. Love of a woman like you. Sounds of CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. Birthday boy mixing. Want to send my condolences out to Kes on the passing of their keyboard player.
Out in the West Texas,
this town of El Paso,
I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Selena would whirl.
You know what ended? Send this reading up on Gimme for Sing.
Night were the eyes of Felina.
But me want money up front.
Wicked and evil while casting a spell.
Antes.
My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. But in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, the drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love.
Only on CKUT.
With the gambler.
You hear this?
Too tired to sleep.
Kenny Rogers, the gambler. In reggae.
Out the window at the darkness. Till boredom overtook us.
No, it's not Kenny. Just pulling your legs.
She said, son, I've made a lot. Out of freedom, people's faces. And knowing what the gods were. By the way, they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see your outer faces. For a taste of your whiskey, I give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. And then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold it,
know when to fold it, know when to walk away, know when to run.
You never count your money sitting at the table. There'll be time enough.
Reggae Gone Country. Love this mix.
Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw in and knowing what to keep. Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded out to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold.
We got 3 minutes to go, and we got to say goodbye to you.
When to walk away.
Just want to say much love, plenty kisses. Mm-hmm.
While sitting at the table.
We certainly do love our audiences, and the jam, the ride continues tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Every time I think of saying,
this is Brother Barris telling us that we time for us to go. CKUT depends on you, the blood of our community, to run and keep the station going. So don't be shy during funding drive, because we put a lot of work into what we do here. On behalf of the crew, I just want to say many thanks to you and you and you and you and you and you and you. Believe you me, we do believe in what we're doing. All right? So whatever they say, like we say in Jamaica, I hope you heard something you like. If you didn't hear it, then come back to us next week. All right? And walk good. Miss Effie, walk good. Check out Boom Boom Time tomorrow evening, 4 o'clock. And tell Storm I said hello, all right? And the Bokuna too. Bye-bye. God bless. Keep listening. Coming up, hip-hop, funk music. It will be nice. Mission and the Dog.
You've been hurting. You're still so fine. And it's blowing my mind. I know I should pack and walk away and leave you nothing to remind, but I can't. Oh, I can't. No, I can't.
I love you, baby. Hey. Me and my lover just always a fight, but him know where for do to make me smile get right. We war on him never no come back till late in the hours with a bunch of the nicest flowers. Even though me vex, still me blood a boil. One look below the waist, I'm humble like a child. Can't help it, me couldn't hide the feeling. Plus him a thrill me with the more sweet talking. You know me not gonna knock you down, baby. Now me just want to hold you down, baby. Him say, go and go put on your tongue, baby. And before you know it is another baby. You know me now go box you down, baby. Now me just want to hold you down, baby. Him say go and go put on your thong, baby. And before you know it is another baby.
All you got today.
Hey, good evening and welcome to another hot edition of the Masters of Work show on CKUT 90.3 FM with DJs Mike Mission and Ken Dog, featuring Dwayne Wayne, rocking the latest and classics in hip-hop, R&B, and dancehall remixes, and all that, no doubt. Every Saturday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., www.ckat.ca for that live stream. You can always email us at mike.mission@hotmail.com or kendiggy@hotmail.com, no doubt, with your latest clean music as MP3s if you're an artist. Also for shoutouts, requests, info, etc., and all that, no doubt. It's Saturday, February 5th, and of course we got another hype show for you with the Aquarian Master Mix Throwdown Edition. First of all, I would like to thank all of my family, loved ones, and friends with all the phone calls, texts, Facebook and MSN messengers, WhatsApp messages, all through the week, you know what I'm saying, until now, showing me mad love for my birthday. Enough love to y'all, man, for real. I'm truly grateful and blessed and appreciate them all with love, no doubt. This show is for you and all my Aquarians celebrating their B-days, birthdays this month. no doubt. Here are some of the people who celebrated their birthdays also earlier in the week, and it goes down like this. Big, big, big shout out to my big homie DJ Nicholas out there from CKUT, you know what I'm saying, from West Indian Rhythms Crew, doing it up, big, big ups. Also to my big homie DJ Hitting out there, celebrated his birthday also as well. To Elton Sr., a.k.a. Slim, big ups. Also to Leo Roberts out there, a long-time listener with Masters of Work, no doubt. Also, who else we got? We got Erica Kennedy out there, big ups, my friend out there. Diane LaChapelle, big ups to you. Also, Ariella out there, a big happy 12th birthday going out to her. And that's coming from her dad, Leiden Anthony G. And, of course, the Masters of Work crew, no doubt. Big ups to Ariella out there.